Here's a brief at Press TV. Iraqis are set to go to the polls on Wednesday to elect a new parliament. It will be the first election since U.S. forces withdrew from Iraq in 2011. Security has been beefed up across the country as Al-Qaeda-linked militants are conducting a bombing campaign to disrupt the election. Israel has imposed economic sanctions on the Palestinian Authority as a nine-month deadline for the so-called peace talks expired on Tuesday. Israeli officials say the tax money collected on behalf of the Palestinian Authority will be used to offset debts to Israeli electricity and water companies. A reconciliation deal. Citizens of the town of Salhab in Syria's Hama province have taken to the streets to express support for the army and their war against foreign-backed insurgents. Demonstrators also chanted slogans in support of President Bashar al-Assad, who has just declared his candidacy for the June 3rd presidential election. Russia takes a swipe at the U.S. and the EU over the new sanctions that they impose on the country over the crisis in Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow doesn't plan to impose counter-sanctions on the West, but has warned that the punitive measures against Russia could affect Western companies working in the country. NATO continues to increase its military presence in Eastern Europe as tension with Russia rises over Ukraine. Canada says it has sent six fighter jets to Romania as part of NATO's measures in the region. The U.S., France, and Britain have already deployed fighter jets to Poland and other Baltic states. And in Guinea, the death toll from the Ebola epidemic has risen to 74. The health ministry says that there have been 121 confirmed cases of Ebola since January. It says 10 people are receiving treatment. Ebola is an incurable disease that can kill up to 90% of its victims. And cleanup operations are underway in the tornado-ravaged southern and central United States. At least 35 people were killed after twisters ripped through six states. In hard-hit Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee, at least 17 people were killed, and 18 were killed in Arkansas, Iowa, and Oklahoma.